That's picking up. There you go. It's picking up voices. So can you tell me your name, please?
Fire.
So what do you do?
I'm a Year 9 student.
And can you tell me what about your parents' education and what they do?
Well, they both studied medicine at university, and they're both different sorts of doctors.
Okay, and do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one twin sister and one little sister.
Okay, so when you were growing up, how did your family feel about reading and writing?
We've always liked reading and writing.
And where did you live growing up?
In Brisbane.
And where do you live now?
Still Brisbane.
So, do you remember when you first learned to read and write?
I remember in preschool we used to have to sign in by writing our name. That was a bit of a challenge because I only had rather large, but it seemed too small then, box. And reading, well, my parents used to read to me most nights, so I don't exactly know when I started reading, but I like to think I could read.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you used a computer?
Not really. We didn't put very much emphasis on that sort of thing. I remember sometimes Mum and Dad would get something from the library that was a disc which had some sort of computer program on it, and so we'd use that while it was out from the library.
So you had a computer in the house though?
Yes, but we didn't use it very much. Well, nobody really used it all that much.
Okay, so did you have any rules about who would use it or...?
Not really, because we didn't really use it at all, unless Mum and Dad said, okay, here, this is a program, you can use it.
Yeah.
So we didn't really have any rules because we didn't want to use it, really.
Do you remember when you first used a computer at school?
When I was in grade one, we went down to the preschool section of our school, which has since disappeared now, and there was this computer version of Green Eggs and Ham, I think. That was very thrilling because we didn't usually use a computer. And so, I don't know, it was a narrated sort of with the pictures on the screen. I can't exactly remember, but it was something like that.
So were you allowed to, at what point did you, you know, start using computers regularly at school?
Well, once a week we had a subject of IT, which we made PowerPoints and Word documents and hyperlinked them and had to look stuff up on the internet, so...
So were the computers in the classroom or was there a lab?
There were a few computers in the classroom usually, which a lot of the time they weren't used. And then there was a computer lab, which had a lot of computers, and that was where all the IT classes were.
Were there rules about when you could use them, what you could do on them?
Mostly we didn't use them except for in IT, and then you had to do what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you were using it in class time, you had to do what the teacher said. So usually if they said, okay, you can work on your project or look something up on the internet, that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And you got in a lot of trouble if you looked up anything else or did anything else.
Okay. So do you own a computer now?
I have a school laptop.
Mm-hmm. So can you describe the most recent thing you did on a computer at school?
I used it for taking notes.
Okay. So, do you use a particular program for that?
Usually OneNote.
Uh-huh. And what can you describe your most recent use of a computer at home?
For homework.
What were you doing?
English homework, I think.
Okay. So, how much of the school day would you use a computer for, do you think?
Most of the school day, I think, because most of our lessons are on the computer and you can get lessons from the internet from the computer, so you use it a lot.
Okay. And at home, how much would you use it at home usually?
Only for homework, so for nothing else, but that's still maybe 4 or 5 hours per night.
Okay. So do you have any other devices that you use for accessing the internet?
No.
No, okay. And does your family have any rules about doing stuff on computers?
Well, we don't have a lot of download, so you can't watch videos and, well, really we just, you don't use your computer unless you have good reason.
Mm-hmm. So, kind of to sum up, how comfortable do you feel using technology?
Technology that I'm familiar with, I feel comfortable with, but a lot of technology I don't feel comfortable with because I don't know what I'm doing on it.
Okay. So if you, like, if you're working on the computer and there's something you can't do, what do you do?
I usually get a bit worried because if I need to use it or want to use it, then if I can't use it, then that's a bit worrying. I ask someone in my class usually, does anyone know how you use this or how you do this on this? But it doesn't happen very regularly because I know how you use the things that we use at school.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you very much.